On the line, I have John Regan, and he is the SIPTU sector organiser for the construction industry. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Michael, and to your listeners.
John, the High Court made a recent decision to strike down part of the Industrial Relations Amendment Act 2015. Maybe could you give us a bit of background on that?
Well, look, they've struck down a section of the Act which deals with sector employment orders and other similar types of pay set out under the piece of legislation. The SEO that affects workers in construction sets out minimum terms of pay and pension entitlement, sick pay and death and service. All of that is contained in the sector order. It also identifies all the industry within construction, all the sectors that fall in and are obliged to comply with the sector order and pay the minimum terms of it, because it is only setting out minimum terms. There is employers and there is workers out there that exceed the minimum payments, and that's welcomed. But there is also employers that are non-compliant with these minimum terms, and we have written to all our employers that we deal with, making them fully aware that the sector order been struck down by the High Court is not an opportunity for them to undermine the minimum terms of the SEO. So that's I think that answers your questions with regard to what is under the legislation.
Yeah, and I was going to say a lot of people don't realise this as well. Pay and conditions and that are also health and safety factors. Because if somebody is stressed over pay and things like that, it has an effect on them. And when you're working in an industry like the construction, which is a hazardous industry in itself, you can't have people, you know, where their minds are distracted in other ways. That comes down to a health and safety factor as well.
And there is the added dimension in this as well. If employers decide to take an opportunity here and not comply with the SEO, the whole area of housing, social housing, homelessness, all of that is going to get impacted on, because we have made all the employers aware that it is our intention to have a national postal ballot of protection of the terms of the SEO. And that will commence on the 31st of July. And all construction workers will be that are in membership of a trade union will be participating in that, or given the opportunity to participate in the national ballot. But you're right, Michael. Health and safety, and particularly now, more and more in all sectors, not just in construction, people's well-being and mental stress is a huge factor. And if pay is not going in the door to meet the bills, then that's an added pressure that workers bring back onto the sites, because they'll still comply and stay working, but they will not be productively working if scrupulous employers decide to reduce their pay and conditions.
Indeed. And maybe the SEO, who puts together the SEO?
That's a collaboration of the workers' unions, all five unions that are in construction, SIPTU, Connect, BATU OPATSI and UNITE are all the unions that are involved. We represent the workers and making sure that their pay and conditions and sick pay and pension is all contained in it, and the hours of work, covering overtime, all them kind of things are not just handed to workers. You have to fight for them. And on the opposite side of the table, you have the employer bodies, the CIF, who represent the construction industry. They make arguments, obviously, to counteract what the unions, in some cases, are making. We did, under the current SEO, for example, and just for your listeners, we went in looking for a three-year agreement on the current SEO, and what emerged was a two-year agreement. So this agreement has another year left on this, and there is a 2.7% pay increase due in October of this year, which again, we are absolutely adamant with all the employers that they must honour that 2.7%. It is part of the agreement. And the fact that the government currently have declared that they are going to appeal the decision of the High Court to the Supreme Court. So again, and again, the government have called on all the employers to make sure they comply and continue paying the full terms of the SEO.
Yeah, and what the so it's the workers and the Construction Industry Federation,
yes,
the unions.
They make a case to the Labour Court, and the Labour Court hears both sides of the case, and they make a recommendation to the Minister of the day, and that goes through a process of the Oireachtas, and it's signed off as in order, and whatever the court is recommending to the minister becomes law, assuming the minister's office signs off on it, which has happened in this case.
So who has appealed this to the High Court? Who's brought this case?
There is a group of small electrical companies that have brought the case, previous to the current SEO, they did the same then as well. So they are repeatedly challenging the terms of the SEO. And also within the terms of the SEO, for these small employers that believe they can't afford to pay the terms, there is clauses contained in the SEO where they can make an argument to the court and through the process that they have that it's unaffordability grounds that they can't pay the terms. But sooner than do that, they decided to challenge the overall application, which has brought it down, unfortunately, because of it's alleged anyway, and it's obviously in dispute, and the government are appealing it, that areas of the Act that covers SEOs were unconstitutional. So therefore, this group of employers have brought this about and brought the difficulty about for the full industry.
Yeah, I find it a little perplexing and a bit trying to get my head around that a group of employers would object to paying what's been agreed amongst it, the other bosses and the workers, and then are willing to spend all this money on going to court. And like, going to the High Court is not cheap. It is certainly not cheap. That's huge money they're putting in there.
Yes, and it went on for some considerable time. And every day you are in the High Court, there is at least a minimum charge of around 80,000. So, yeah, it's a contradiction. I think, again, you've put the finger on the pulse here. They're small employers, but they have enough of money to challenge the SEO at a cost of at least 80,000 a day in the High Court, but yet they won't pay the minimum terms of the SEO to their workers. It's just mind-boggling that they would do such a thing, spend money in that way and not spend it on what is their main asset, their own employees.
And you said there your understanding is that the government are going to appeal this decision. But in the interim, if some employer doesn't set, meet up to the SEO, what will the reaction of the unions be?
Well, the unions have made it quite clear, and it's been out there publicly. We're going to conduct a national ballot of all our members. It'll be a postal ballot. It'll commence on the 31st of July. And at the end of August, we will have a result. And any employer that decides that the SEO is not for them and they're not going to comply with it have to realise that they are also tearing up the disputes procedures contained in the SEO, which allows the trade unions to serve notice on the employer of 7 days. So the normal disputes procedures contained in the SEO is set aside by them tearing up the minimum terms and payments associated with the SEO. They are also tearing up the disputes procedure. And that allows unions to commence a ballot after 7 days.
So,
and that is the intention. That there'll be no doubt about it. All the unions are absolutely committed. We have the support of Congress, and this dispute will happen as soon as an employer triggers the non-payments of the SEO.
Well, please God, some sense will be held, and everything will be held off till an appeal in the High Court has been sorted out.
Absolutely, Michael. And that's not a quick fix either. Just to say to listeners, the appeal to the Supreme Court could take quite a considerable time. The last time this happened, it took 2 years to regain and restore an SEO. So we could be a couple of years fighting this restoration of a new SEO or a replacement SEO. So all of that this is not a short-term fix, and it's not a short-term that employers will have to comply with the SEO in its absence. It may well drag on. So the strike threat and outcome of the ballot at the end of August will absolutely make it clear to employers we mean business in making sure workers in construction retain and get their week's wages as they have done prior to the national or the High Court decision.
And of course, it just dawned on me there's another part of this that people should be aware of, that when the government have to defend the case, that costs you and I and the ordinary person money.
That's huge money.
It's, you know,
taxpayers' money has been burnt up over a few small employers deciding to spend their money defending and objecting to minimum terms for workers. It's just an absolute crazy situation.
Yes, and this is all money that could have been going into, you know, childcare for frontline workers who are there looking after us in this crisis, COVID crisis, into mental health services where it's badly needed. It's all been lost through these type of cases.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a whole domino effect. Spending taxpayers' money to try and defend what was a legitimately good system of pay for workers, an affordable system of pay, has now a domino effect onto many, many areas of society, and really and truly the people that have challenged this needs to look at a bigger picture, and the taxpayer should not be held accountable for any of this.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best with this, and I hope it doesn't come to any industrial action.
Same as that, Michael, and thank you for giving us the airway.
Absolutely delighted, John. All the best.
All the best.
Now, there we go. That was John Regan, who is the SIPTU sector organiser for the construction industry, and he was telling us there about the impacts of the recent High Court decision to strike down parts of the Industrial Relations Amendment Act 2015 and its possible effects on workers' pay and conditions.